Andras Nelsons and the Boston Symphony Orchestra opened their 2018 season with a gala performance featuring global superstar pianist Long Long tonight at 8 p.m. The maestro will then be off and running, conducting a program of Brahms and Shostakovich on Sunday and many other concerts as the season progresses. BSO music director and conductor Andras Nelsons is leading 13 programs throughout the summer and will play a major role in Tanglewood's Bernstein Centennial Summer, leading 12 works either composed by Bernstein or strongly associated with his life as a conductor and pianist. Maestro Andras Nelsons joins us now. Welcome back to the Roundtable.
Hello. Hello. Nice to be back.
Tell us about the opening night concert first. What are you excited about for this concert with Lang Lang?
Well, you know, there are several wonderful reasons to be excited. Firstly, it is, you know, I came yesterday or 2 days ago, and you know, we're starting rehearsing, and it's so wonderful to be here to see this amazing surroundings, amazing this nature and this place. It gives just, you know, nevertheless, even though it's a lot of concerts and a lot of work, but it's somehow you see the nature and this it makes you relaxed and very happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really, so I'm looking forward to that the audience can experience the same feeling coming back to this very familiar and wonderful place. And of course, we are looking forward to the program. I mean, generally, of course, as the whole summer programs are different, but there is a, of course, very big concentration on Bernstein's anniversary, centenary. So, of course, that's a big part of this summer's program. So even though the first opening program we play Mozart Overture to the Magic Flute and Piano Concerto number 24 and Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony, which obviously is not Bernstein's composed music, but this is the music which Bernstein really loved and conducted himself quite a lot as well. And so in any sense, almost everything what is in the program, it's somehow connected to Bernstein or Bernstein conductor, Bernstein composer, Bernstein, you know, almost the figure who rediscovered Mahler, Bernstein, who was so great in young concerts, young person concerts, and so all of these aspects we are putting in this summer's program. And of course, if you talk about opening concert, yes, it is the music which Bernstein conducted and also loved, and also which is absolutely wonderful music, and we have Mozart's Piano Concerto number 24 played by a wonderful, wonderful Lang Lang, and I have played with him several times, and I've been missing his playing, so he was away for a while, and I'm very happy that he's now come back, and we are very, very honored and very excited that he's opening the season. And yes, and then Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony, which is again, you know, one of the absolutely masterpieces of the melody, and of in the meantime, it's also a lot of destiny in this symphony, as we know, you know. So I think this is a wonderful program and a wonderful celebration of Bernstein, a wonderful celebration of music, wonderful celebration of humanity, and to be people again together here, see each other in Tanglewood. So there's a lot of reasons to be excited about every concert, but of course the opening concert has an even particular excitement, because it's again seeing audience and again seeing each other, and it's I find it's like a really big family we have here, and this is like seeing you seeing every one of your family members again, and you do it every summer. So.
You conduct this concert tonight, and then a very different program on Sunday. When does your focus shift to the Sunday concert, or do you have to be thinking about both all the time?
Well, you know, it's somehow, you know, with I have got used to that, you know, I have several, quite a many, I would say, shelves in my brain and in my head. So I open the Shostakovich shelf, then I opened Brahms show, and then Tchaikovsky, or you know, so then I concentrate exactly what we play or perform. And of course, the next day is another program, again, with wonderful pianist Rudolf Buchbinder playing Brahms Concerto Number 1 and the Shostakovich Fifth Symphony, which Bernstein loved to perform, particularly the Shostakovich Fifth. And again, Bernstein also as a pianist, he was also playing, and I think that in a way also even this program somehow reflects to Bernstein as well. So Brahms Piano Concerto 1 and the Shostakovich Fifth Symphony, and again, of course, our journey with Boston Symphony and recording of Shostakovich symphonies is continuing, and very soon, in a few days, the new CD, Shostakovich 4th and Shostakovich 11th Symphony double CD, together with our wonderful partners Deutsche Grammophon, will come out, and so there are very, really very many symbolic and very many important, wonderful concerts in this summer. And as a center figure, I would say in this summer is Leonard Bernstein.
Could you talk more about his influence and if it seems like he's, guiding you as this season goes along?
Yes, I think I'm absolutely sure that anyone who has ever seen Bernstein live or have seen DVDs where he conducts or heard him talking or seen the young concerts that you cannot just be untouched by that. It's so much influences in you, and I think you, even if people don't know anything about classical music, after seeing, you know, what he has done and how he talks about music, I think everyone gets very interested and are very keen on finding more and more about the classical music or actually any music too. So of course this anniversary reconfirms how great and amazing personality he was. And that we are celebrating his personality throughout the summer, and actually not only in the summer, we already started already in the last season, and it will be still going on. And I think he has influenced me, I think, as a conductor and as a musician, and I'm sure he's influenced practically maybe almost everyone. I mean, after the Soviet Union, when I was collapsing of that, when I was about 12 years old, until that time I wouldn't access the recordings of Bernstein. But after that, you know, you came all these recordings, all these possibilities to see what he has done, and it was of course very breathtaking. How much he has done, and how active he has been. And I think at the end he somehow, I think, fulfills the what the meaning conductor means, because I think conducting, it's not only conducting a concert, a rehearsal and concert and going home, and then conduct a concert and going home. I think this is more as a mission of course conducting and rehearsing and also sometime going home, but but it is so much of connection. I think as a conductor you have to be socially active. You have to be involved in the things which are important for the decision makings for music. You have to, of course, conduct, and you have to, I mean, which I personally enjoy also, you know, when you meet your wonderful donors or sponsors to talk about new projects or new ideas, how important it is. I think it's, as for conductor, it's important to be a communicator. So the communication is one of the key words as well for conducting, which Bernstein, of course, was such example to that. And I think for everyone, for every conductor, I think everyone has influence from Bernstein. And I think that this is like a mission, what we do. This profession is a mission, I'm a communication and sharing to the wider audience is the joy and passion of classical music, and It is, that is what I think very much Bernstein has influenced this way of, I think, thinking about conducting and understanding it.
Is there any piece that Bernstein wrote that you're particularly looking forward to conducting this summer?
Oh, you know, it's very difficult to say, because he has so, you know, many pieces, and actually they are also pieces in a different genres. You know, he has you know, very serious dramatic pieces, and he has you know, and in the meantime there's West Side Story or Candide, and then there is, like we performed last year, was the Khalil, the flute piece for the flute, which is very dramatic and very, or so I don't know. I like his pieces very much. Symphonic dances we performed, and well, I think I'm very much looking forward to the Chichester Psalms. I always love that piece. I have done several times. I have actually played trumpet myself when I was a student. I love Chichester Psalms very much, and of course also I'm looking forward to the Serenade. With our wonderful Bibas Creed solo violin, and also we are going to take that on European tour as a part of Bernstein celebration, and of course the Divertimento for orchestra, which is dedicated to Boston Symphony's anniversary. So you know, it's very difficult to pinpoint one piece. Really, it is I think the combination of what Bernstein did and what he composed in his life, it all shows how wide personality he was. And maybe you can tell he was a conductor and the personality in music of the 20th century.
He's an absolute legend.
A legend, exactly. Yeah.
You took over as music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra a few years ago now. Has anything about the job surprised you, or did you pretty much know what you were in for when you accepted the position?
Well, when I was offered the position, I was very surprised that you know, that I was offered the position. So, I'm still surprised. I mean, what I can say is I really love the orchestra very much, and I think we have the great chemistry and great, I think, respectful relationship to each other, the human relationship, and I think it grows with each season, and you know, it's already September will be starting our fifth season together, and the time has run so fast, but it feels it's almost the same as the beginning, and even better, because now we know each other better, and then you can understand with a half word, you know, and I'm cherishing and valuing this relationship so hugely, because if we are on one boat and one, you know, on one mission, then I wanted to never end this feeling, because this is a mission what we, I think, we do. It is a fun mission, but it's to show how great classical music is, how much it gives to people, and to encourage more and more people to take this journey with us. And I feel that, yeah, that I feel so close to the orchestra, and yeah, and I love them, and I'm so privileged and so happy about that. So it's just developing, and if I can be surprised, that you know, that they are still accepting me.
Maestro Andres Nelsons is the music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. To learn all about the season at Tanglewood, visit tanglewood.org. Maestro, thank you very much for your time, and have a wonderful season.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope to see you one of our concerts too. And thank you very much.
Once again, tanglewood.org for information about all of Tanglewood's concerts. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.